Peninsula Ave, Cynthia, you're speaking with Effie. Not bad, Phil. How are you? Ah, yes. I went and had a look at it. They're fitting off. They've just transferred everything over to the hot water service, right? Yep. Everything is getting transferred over, and now we're waiting for the plumber to come through and verify everything. Okay? So, how did you, last time we spoke, Phil, you said, well, earlier on the start of the process, were you going to fly in and do a handover for it, or what were you going to do, or were we just going to send it back to you? I remember you said you were going to fly in and just do a proper handover and... Yep. Have you sent all that in an email, like as in other things? No. Yeah. Yep. Yes, that's right. Yeah. That was gonna sort of go. Okay, so did you wanna wait for the plumber to come through? How do you wanna proceed now? Like, are you planning on coming sometime like later on in the week? Yep. Yep. Let me put you on hold, Phil. Let me just walk in next door to the service center and see, because I wasn't here Friday, so just to see where they're at with or finishing off and all that. Give me one sec. I'll just put you on hold. No.
you there?
Sorry about that. Funny you called, because he was going to call you too in about 10 minutes. He's just finishing something off. Did you want to hang on the phone, or did you want me to call, get him to call you back? All right, done. No problem at all. Something about batteries. There was lithium batteries in there. Someone put lithium batteries. Yeah, well, they, I don't know who put them on, because they weren't put on from here. Was it you that put them in? Okay, so must have been the previous owner. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know what the policies are in Tassie. Where was it done? Do you have the paperwork? Can you see where it was done? What state? Yeah, only because they're in internal and we can't fit them back on. Oh, Travis will explain it to you. But it's illegal for us to put them internally unless that hatch is fully closed and then we cut off a door on the side of where the batteries are going to be living. They've got to be put outside. Our policy here in Victoria is if you're installing batteries, they've got to be, lithium batteries have to be external or in a space where it's sealed on the inside. So it'll cost you a lot more to bloody seal the inside and cut a hole on the side than putting them outside. So I'll just let him explain that to you. Yeah. Okay. Can you send me that paperwork through if you don't mind? Is it a particular, I know that there's, I think they're water-based one or some other ones where I'm not quite sure. I just don't want to be in a situation where they get installed internally and then I don't want it to come back and bite me, basically. Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right, okay. Because we still install our ones. We use Renogy here in the company, and they're still, let me get my words out right, Phil, hang on. The only way you can install them internally is if the area where it's installed is fully sealed. So you can't have access from it from the inside. So you know how, because they're going, so so they've swapped. So where the hot water service was is where the batteries are going. So we've swapped it over, obviously because of the wheel arch. So the battery's going back to the other side, to where the hot water service is. And you can get to that from obviously lifting up the seat base and getting access into it. So that I think that has to be sealed or something. You know what? Let me put Travis on. He's just walked in because I'm probably talking gibberish. Phil, hang on. Yeah, and then you can explain to him. Give me one sec. One sec. I'm gonna try and transfer to the portable one, Phil. If I lose you, just call us back, okay? Hang on one sec. You there? Sorry, Phil. I thought I lost you. Jesus. I don't know which one it is.